I figured that even in that shallow stuff, our lures might bump once in a while. And most of the time, if we would snag a rock, we could go back for it and get the crank out because the crank wouldn't be caught in there too bad. And that was true. We didn't lose any cranks to snags. But it was just a matter of casting out. I make one long cast with a spin cast reel, give it two arm lengths of line, and tighten up the bail and to go driving around. And that was simple as that. I will say this, as the season goes on and those fish start getting deeper, now I've really, and you know this from the Rainy River, I talk about it, I enjoy a three-way rig where you can take a three-way swivel, put about a two-foot drop with maybe a two-ounce weight or a three-ounce weight, and then put a six-foot piece of mono or fluorocarbon off the back with a shallow diving crankbait. And the reason I like that three-way is because, you know, I can be pulling that in, you know, 6 or 7 feet of water. But then if we drop off and start going down to the 20, 25 feet of water, I can go up and down those breaks almost like I do with a bottom bouncer and a spinner. So that's another way I like pulling cranks, but it doesn't have to be rocket science. And you know, the big thing is just getting the crankbait in the depth where you think the fish are living. You know, north of Garden Island, just north of Garden, there's a lot of water out there it's that 10 to, you know, 15 foot variety. And pulling a shad wrap through that area and covering water can be really effective. And then once you get on a pot of fish, don't be afraid to figure eight them or circle them, and it's just very effective.
You know, Joe, we use live scope so often now, but at a place like that up there, you don't really need to. And you know, one of my favorite ways to fish was to pull spinners around some of that structure if you can find some. But really, you don't need to even be on structure. You can get on that south end and that big basin there, and you can just kind of cover water, whether it be pulling spinners or pulling those crankbaits. Maybe even if spinners get a little tough, maybe those, you know, get switched to a crankbait and kind of generate more of a reaction bite. Although a spinner can do that too, but maybe something a little bit faster or something a little bit bigger profile or something like that. And just cover water and look for those fish that are out there roaming.
100%. You know, I love spinners and crawlers. In fact, I think our charter boats, when the water starts warming up a little bit, and I tell you, it's going to be real quick. I mean, we caught fish on spinners this last trip, but our charter boats make a living walleye fishing with a spinner and a crawler during the summertime. Bar none, those fish are in deeper water. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're deep or shallow. You can use a spinner just about anywhere, and you know, you're covering a lot of water. Let that thing over the side, as long as that spinner's spinning, you got live bait, that spinner's affecting their lateral line, and you can cover big distances by drifting or trolling, you know, those spinner rigs. Now, you talk about the crankbait, Brett. You know, when you get in that deeper water, for some anglers, it gets a little bit more complicated to fish those cranks deep because in some cases, they use lead core line. Some people will use a downrigger if they have them. You know, one really easy way that's inexpensive to get your crankbait down deep on Lake of the Woods and have success, if it's mid to late summer and those walleyes are down deep, use a 4 ounce bottom bouncer. Just get some 4 ounce bottom bouncers, and it's going to be a little heavy at first on your rod, but once you get used to it, it's nothing. Put a six foot piece of mono on that thing and a shallow diving crank, and then you can adjust whether you want that thing dragging the mud or whether you want it just off the mud. Maybe you want those fish to have to come up and hit it, which sometimes, you know, increases your strike percentage. But there's a lot of ways to get her done, and it doesn't have to be rocket science. It can be very, really quite simple. The kicker is just finding those fish. Watching your electronics will normally be the key to that.
So a few things have traditionally been enemies of the angler. Bug hatch, which you mentioned already, and that actually worked out for you. That's where you found the fish, was where the bug hatch was. But wind, and it's been pretty windy, at least here where we're at, here in western Minnesota this past week. Lake of the Woods is a big lake. So when you get some windy conditions like this, what do you tell people, Joe?
That's a great, great question. Hey, you know, I remember talking to Jim Kelkovin. Jim Kelkovin was a former director of the Professional Walleye Trail, and he was talking about, I think he might have had his son with them, and he talked about how some of the fishing party, it started blowing out, so they were staying on a resort on the Rainy River. So some of the guys decided to go to the bar and play cards and do that sort of thing. He and his son went on the Rainy River and started pitching docks and just doing the milk run. They caught walleye, saugers, pike, smallmouth, perch. I mean, so number one, the Rainy River is an option. The Rainy River, there's 42 miles of navigable Rainy River, and you know, it's not big water, so you can fish almost everywhere. If it's really, really hulling and you want to get out of the wind in the river, just go around one of the curves and find some structure. There's always options on the river. Another option is to go to the leeward side of the lake. You know, if the wind is cranking hard from the south, any south access will do. If it's cranking hard from the west, you know, slide over to World and put in over one of the World boat ramps. I mean, there's different options. Another option is the northwest angle. You know, believe it or not, you're only about an hour or hour and 15 minutes or so from the south end, depending upon where you're staying, if everybody has credentials to drive up via car, via automobile to the angle. Otherwise, if you're staying up at the northwest angle with the 14,552 islands, there's always an island to hide behind. You know, Brett, a lot of our guests that go up to the northwest angle, some will fish Minnesota. It's great fish, and that's what I normally do. But, you know, a lot of our, in fact, the majority of anglers that go to the northwest angle, they'll slide over the border into Ontario waters. It is much smaller water up there because there are so many islands, and you always got calm spots regardless of how windy it is. Yeah. So it's really a nice option. And the other thing too is, you know, a non-resident Ontario fishing license doesn't cost very much. It's not that expensive. And then the other thing is, you know, if you're not going to touch land in Ontario, you don't need to call into customs each day. You can just boat over to Ontario, fish, catch your fish, and then you boat back, and you don't have to check in with Canada Customs or U.S. Customs. Now, if you're going to do a shore lunch over in Ontario, a lot of the islands over there, they call them Queensland, they're public. You know, if you want to go over to a resort and have lunch, if you want to stop over there and get bait from somebody, well, now you're going to have to call in, and it's not a big deal. You call the 888 CAN-PASS number, you answer a few questions, and you write down a verification number. You slide over there, do your fishing, do your day, and then when you come back, just when you get back to your resort at the northwest angle, almost every one of them has an iPad now. You just check back in with U.S. Customs after you've ordered your favorite beverage. It's become so easy to go do that.
Well, if people want to get a trip planned up there this summer, what should they do to find out more info?
Check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio. Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A warm welcome for President Biden and the First Lady from the U.S.'s oldest ally. A military flyover in Paris at the start of their state visit with French President Emmanuel Macron. On Friday, President Biden spoke on the beaches of Normandy, honoring the Americans who had invaded on D-Day 80 years before.
They did their job. They fulfilled their mission. And they did their duty.
Israel said it's rescued four hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. It's the largest hostage recovery operation since the war began. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders, one of the first three men to orbit the moon, died Friday at 90 when his small plane that he was piloting crashed in Washington State. And the Southwest has been gripped by record-breaking heat. More heat warnings are in effect. It reached 110 degrees in some areas on Friday. This is ABC News. Lawmakers in New York and Mississippi are taking steps to try to control children's access to social media. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
A bill that would allow parents to block their kids from getting social media posts suggested by a platform's algorithm was passed Friday by New York State lawmakers, supported by Governor Kathy Hochul. Critics argue those feeds are addicting to children, arguing that a new Mississippi law requiring users of websites and other digital services to verify their age will unconstitutionally limit access to online speech for minors and adults, a tech industry group suing to try to stop it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Women's basketball sensation Caitlin Clark shined in Washington, D.C. She knocked down 7 three-pointers. That's a WNBA rookie record in a single game. She scored 30 points, matching a career high, as the Indiana Fever beat the Washington Mystics by 2 points. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Summer driving season in Wisconsin. Some local leaders look forward to a future of cleaner cars under tighter federal emission standards. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the federal EPA announced finalized pollution standards for cars and light trucks covering model years 2027 through 2032. For example, they require an industry-wide target of reducing light-duty vehicle emissions by 50%. Chippewa County Board of Supervisors member Pamela Goodman says as a nurse, she's well aware of elevated asthma cases in her region. She hopes those can be addressed with fewer cars emitting harmful pollutants.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
In a news conference, Goodman and other local leaders touted the economic benefits of adding more electric vehicles to the road. Those include consumer savings on repairs and maintenance. They hope policymakers ignore opposition from the oil industry and other skeptics. The rules don't require automakers to use one type of technology, but opponents say subsidies give EVs an unfair advantage. Goodman says maintaining these new standards can also reduce healthcare costs while keeping the labor force strong.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Environmental policy experts say the new standards also provide more certainty for the automotive industry as it transitions to electric vehicles. EVs are still projected to reach 40% of total passenger car sales in the U.S. by 2030. More optimistic forecasts say they could top 50%. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong offensive showing, Tobias Myers pitched a gem in the longest pitching outing of the season for the Brewers.
It was just pitch by pitch, and then next start came around. I think I'd got into, like, trying to force results. So today was literally just one pitch at a time. That was all I was thinking about, just next pitch.
Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings of work. Today, it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin data's Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school champions will be crowned in the sports of softball, tennis, and lacrosse. All three events are being held in Dane County. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70. It's 51 at our studios.
Stay tuned, polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka.
Bigger day by day, you hear it on the radio. your radio because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. Off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time.
Cyberspace surfing the internet, don't be a surfing bird. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Pull on your dancing shoes tonight, first your left and then your right. I will take you by the hand as we dance through polka land. Cheese Ben Jimmy, I'm so much, Sheban Nogi, Smarabach, Jesnie Misha Zorin Sam, Toyache Zoprovazem. Muzyką, po pięknie, po tych rajon, który tam i machają, a
Biggest variety of polka music every time you tune in to It's Polka Time.
Middleton, Wisconsin, and from the CD recording Sweet Polka Dot, that's David Austin with a tune called Bruno's Polka. Before that, we heard music of Ray J and the Carousels with a big hit for him called the Dancing Shoes Polka. And kicking off our show today, Jay Wells and his Red Raven Orchestra with the Festival Polka. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music each and every time you dial up It's Polka Time. So bolt down that radio, turn up the treble and bass, because right now on the radio is guaranteed the biggest and best variety of polka music with me, Craig Ebel, and It's Polka Time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The
final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Yazpa Poydem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da.
Polka favorites like Yasa Maiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-Ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections, including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild, wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World. Hey, it's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Giggle with the gibbons, jiggle with giraffes. See if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets. Polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Kyle Repair, your trusted heavy equipment repair center on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, would like to congratulate seniors from Phillips High School as they finish their high school careers. Kyle Repair would like to remind these hardworking individuals that a commencement is a beginning and not an end, but also that you've already proven you've got the tools for the job. For those jobs that might be too heavy for the normal toolbox, Kyle Repair has you covered. Give them a call today for heavy equipment or on-site repair needs at 715-744-4381. That's 715-744-4381.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70. Right now, it's 52.
I'm on a long and join our party for its happy polka time.
There's a party on your computer every Saturday night on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. Roll back the rug and put on your dancing shoes for 2 hours of your favorite polka music on It's Polka Time. Saturday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Over the Polka Jammer Network at polkajammernetwork.org.
Fremont, Nebraska, and from the brand new CD recording the band plays on. That's the Mark Vithadal Orchestra with the Roseanne Polka on It's Polka Time.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I walk up and down eat the clock. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I ain't got a thing left to hop. She was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause the whirl round the town was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen. If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
and I've just got to get 5 or 10 from the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel again.
Whitehall, Pennsylvania. That's Walt Groller and his orchestra. A selection from his CD recording, Pennsylvania Polka Fun, and a tune called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on its Polka Time.
Greatest of all old-time German bands, the music of Whoopi John!
For over 5 decades, Whoopi John and his orchestra entertained and traveled across America. Now exclusively through Cy Funnenstein Music Service, the Whoopi John collection of 29 CDs. Hundreds of musical memories of the Whoopi John Orchestra. Released by Whoopi's grandson, Dennis Brown, these recordings of the Whoopi John Orchestra are historic, many of which are taken from live TV and radio broadcasts. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet and browse through all 29 CD recordings by this legendary performer. That's www.sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's toll free, 877-479-5269. Dance on and on with Whoopi John. Available on 29 CDs exclusively through sizemusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your premier source for old time and polka music.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
All right, let's see. www.itsprostatetime.com. No. www.itsprostatetime.com. No. www.itspornotime.com. No. www.itspickletime. I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
I love you.
From the country of Austria. That's a group called Global Kreiner. Doing for you something stupid. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel. Settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music each and every time you dial up It's Polka Time. Oh my, we've got some brand new polka music to play for you on today's show, including a brand new one hand-delivered to me a couple of weeks ago at the United States Polka Association Convention and Festival in Cleveland, Ohio, from Mr. Frankie Lischka and his new band, Blue Magic. Frankie Lischka's been around a long time, starting with the Polka Airs, playing with Bruno Mikko's Harmony Stars, creating his own band, The Brass Connection, and the past several years playing with the boys. Well, since the boys disbanded, Frankie decided to start a brand new band at the age of 71. The band is entitled Blue Magic. And here's the title song from the new CD, Thanks a Lot, Frankie Lischka and Blue Magic, brand new to It's Polka Time.
To hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time at Hotmail.
AutoValueParts.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, itspolkatime@hotmail.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another brand new recording I picked up a couple of weeks ago at the USPA convention in Cleveland, Ohio. It comes from TNT, the natural talent from Pulaski, Wisconsin. Over the past decade, there's been several polka bands coming out of that area. Well, this, by far, is one of the best polka bands to come out of that area. TNT, the natural talent. The average age of this polka band is 28 years old. And they have a brand new CD out, hand-delivered to me, called Rewind the Weekend. Written by their accordion player, Adam Soha. Here's the title track, Rewind the Weekend, brand new from TNT on its Polka Time.
When Monday rolls around and the ad is dancing, I wish I could rewind the tape back 2 days once again. Along with work ahead, but there's one thing that I'd like. If I could go back once or twice, way back on Friday.
Itspolkatime@hotmail.com. That's the address. Request and dedications. Itspolkatime@hotmail.com.
Thanks once again, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another selection from this re-release recording, available originally on vinyl LP. Now it's available through Cy Funnenstein Music Service on compact digital disc. It's The Northern Lights, featuring Andy Stangler on the concertina. Their rendition of the clarinet polka on its Polka Time. We'll be right back.
Craig, why don't you play a waltz?
Done from the brand new recording by Fred Zwick and the International Sound Machine, celebrating his 70th birthday, third in a trilogy with a tune called Just One More Time. On its Polka Time. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. This year's Pulaski Polka Days features over 20 of the nation's top polka bands, including Lenny Gamolka and Chicago Push. Michael Costa and the Beat, The Music Connection, Polka Family Band, Live Wire, New Generation, Tony Blazonczyk and New Fades, The Moroshik Brothers, Dinah Brass, Polish Connection, Craig Ebel and Diversico, The Good Time Dutchman, Polka Confetti featuring America's Polka Sweetheart Stephanie, The Steve Meisner Legacy Band, The Musical Brass, Chad Chabilsky, and the Polka Country Musicians. Throughout the weekend, enjoy free dance lessons and polka contest, arts and crafts, polka worship service, pancake and porky breakfast, fireworks on Thursday, garden walk, and World Concertina Congress jam session on Saturday, plus a huge parade on Sunday. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. For more information, visit PulaskiPolkaDays.com.
Craig will be right back to play more of your favorite polka music after these commercial messages.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70. Right now, it's 52.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Turn it up, just a little louder. Turn it up, it makes me wanna.
Turn up your computer every Saturday night for the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. I'll spin you the latest in polka recordings along with your favorite polkas and waltzes from days gone by. So turn up the internet Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central to It's Polka Time over the Polka Jammer Network.